What's up, future PTAs? I have a quick announcement to make before we get started with today's episode. On Sunday, October 23rd at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, we will be hosting a free masterclass webinar to help give students a blueprint they'll need to take all of the stress and anxiety out of studying for the boards and to provide students with the structure they'll need to absolutely crush the NPTE. Sign up for free down on the link in the show notes below. Now on to the show. So a lot of people have been telling me things such as, I'm bad at test taking. These are things that I've been getting a lot from students who are like writing me saying like, hey, I'm a bad test taker. Any tips and tricks to help me like, you know, get better at it? Even my students in my coaching program, they're like, hey, I've been like really, really struggling with like just test taking in general. I've always been bad at it. Like, I'm just not a good test taker and this exam's really kicking my butt. So if this feels like you're agreeing with what I'm saying, please keep listening to this because I need to tell you something today. So a lot of people who've been saying I'm bad at test taking, in reality, this is just an excuse. And what do I mean by that? So when people are telling me, oh, I'm a bad test taker, what that's really code for is I'm going to make an excuse about why I'm not good at this so that it takes responsibility and blame off of me. And I know that sounds really like aggressive and you might be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. That's kind of a lot right now. Are you sure you want to be like saying that? Yep, I'm going to keep saying that. And the reason why I want to keep saying this is because I think a lot of people use this thing called bad test taker. And I'm putting that in air quotes because nobody's technically a bad test taker. What the bad test taker blame kind of does is like this self-deprecating thing that just kind of says, oh, you know, like I suck at this. I'm not good. It gives you an out so you can avoid the responsibility. That is what the bad test taking is. When someone tells me I'm a bad test taker, what it shows me as a coach and as somebody who studied like all this stuff on NPTE and, you know, test taking strategies and stuff, what somebody's telling me they're a bad test taker tells me is that they have a deficit somewhere in their studying that they don't want to address. Let me kind of rephrase that. When someone tells me they're bad at test taking, what in reality that means is that there's somewhere within their studying or when they approach the test or taking the test, something within that is just not working well for them. And this can manifest in a bunch of different ways. It could be just, oh, I'm dropping the ball in section four. It's not going well. Could be that they're running out of steam, you know, running out of steam at the end would be dropping the ball in section four. Maybe it's also that there's a certain pathology that they're really struggling with. Like, let's say it's spinal cord injuries. Maybe you're like, oh man, I'm really not doing well with the spinal cord injury levels. I'm really getting confused. I keep missing questions on this, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's not that you're a bad test taker. There's just something in either your study habits, your strategies, your approach to the exam, whatever you're end up studying, the material you're studying, that's just not working. And that's when I tell people like there is a deficit in the way that you're studying. It does not mean you're a bad test taker. And I will be the first one to tell you guys that it just takes some introspection and some realizing what's not working for you to be like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I need to do differently. In undergrad, I know a lot of you guys look up to me. You're like, wow, right. I'm sorry. If I sound like I'm like being really cocky right now or whatever, I'm just like quoting what people said. They're like, wow, Brie, you're so smart. You really understand this. Like, you must like do so well in school and everything. You must be on top of all of your classes. Like, you're just like, you know everything. Like, how do you know all this stuff? Blah, blah, blah. Guys, there was a point in time where I was failing multiple, not just one, multiple college classes. I had to, like, you guys know I'm going to PT school. I had to retake multiple classes to even bring my GPA up to a point where I could even apply to school. Like, I used to blame myself in undergrad saying I was a bad test taker, saying that I was just no good at studying. I would never be smart enough to do this. I had all of these invisible scripts that I was telling myself that I just wasn't good enough. I didn't know what I was doing. And what was it? It was an excuse to not take responsibility for actually do not approaching studying correctly. So like in undergrad, I was more caring. I cared more about when's the next crew party, because I used to be on the rowing team. When's the next rowing team party? That was what I cared about. Those were my priorities, instead of when is my physiology assignment due? Like, those were the things that, like, and you could see that that's why I wasn't doing well. I was trying to say, oh, the tests are too hard. The professor's too hard. I don't understand this. I'm just bad at these tests. When in reality, I needed to take responsibility for myself. Now, some of you guys might not be in that position where it's like, oh, I need to completely take responsibility because I'm like drinking my life away. No. Sometimes your responsibility is just you're avoiding a certain subject on the exam. Like, as I said before, maybe it's the spinal cord levels. Maybe it's cardiopulmonary. Here's my thing of our postural drainage. If you want to peep at that real quick, boom, screenshot. Whatever the thing may be that you're struggling with, that's what you need to work on. It's not making this excuse anymore. We're done making this excuse of being bad at tests. We're going to address our deficits now. We're done. There's no more excuse making, guys. We got to see where's our problem. You know, the first step is admitting you have a problem, you know, figuring out where that is. Okay, we need to address that. Once we figure that out, okay, what are we going to do about it? Because this saying I'm a bad test taker is not going to raise your score on the NPT at all. If anything, it's just going to keep dropping it. So we're done saying that about ourselves. We're going to kick that out of our vocabulary. I don't want to hear anybody on here who's watched this telling me they're a bad test taker anymore. Where's your problem? Find your problem. Let's fix it. Let's make a plan to fix it. That's where we get better. And that's how you get better at tests, is finding where your problem is. So I hope that you guys enjoyed this little live today, /podcast/YouTube. And I will talk to you guys soon. Take care, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the PTA Elevation Podcast. We look forward to continually serving you as you embark on your journey towards becoming a licensed physical therapist assistant. We thank you for your continued support, and we'll see you in the next episode.